From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The besieged rebel-held town of Deraa in Syria near Damascus received its first UN aid convoy Wednesday in 4 years, where an estimated 4,000 to 8,000 people live. The International Committee of the Red Cross said it contained medicine, vaccines, baby formula, and nutritional items for children. An aid convoy was also said to have arrived Wednesday in the nearby town of Moadamia. It comes as the UN Security Council Friday is expected to take up the matter of World Food Program-directed aid airdrops to besieged areas across Syria. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
The World Food Program has provided briefings to the United States on a series of approaches that could be taken, and we have discussed those with our Russian counterparts, including, I might add, in a phone call earlier this morning, between Secretary Kerry and Foreign Minister Lavrov.
Kirby said the ground deliveries of aid have been insufficient to relieve the suffering of the people in besieged areas. Meanwhile, U.S.-backed forces have taken control of 9 villages near the Turkish border since Tuesday in an advance forward to the Islamic State-controlled town of Manbij. Witnesses in Somalia's capital Mogadishu Wednesday said at least 10 people, including 2 lawmakers, were killed, some 20 others, perhaps more, wounded, when militants attacked the Ambassador Hotel with gunfire and a suicide car bomb. Others, including Jama Abdi, were rescued. He says he screamed for help as many people were buried in rubble and they begged for help in an ambulance. Most of the casualties reported to be caused by the car bomb that detonated while many were performing evening prayers. The insurgency of Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility. This is VOA News.